This week on Into the Podverse, the Loose Talk Giants talk about Ebony K. Williams' statement on dating men with average jobs. Abu Aziz, a renowned Nigerian football star, launches his new podcast. AfriPods adds new features to its landing page. Mantalk.ke makes history with Spotify Studios UK. And Neil Viglio voices skepticism about audio-only podcasts on YouTube. And there's more. Elevate your style with trendy urban t-shirts. Start shopping today at the Cool Tea Shop.
Pretty Yo. Shirts.
Uh-huh.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. What spares the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller. Intertwine and define in the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows. Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.
In the latest episode of the Loose Talk podcast, hosts Steve Osagie and Ayomide dive into a thought-provoking discussion about Ebony K. Williams' statement on dating men with average jobs. The conversation takes a surprising turn as the hosts explore the complex world of incels and the red pill movement. The episode also features a fascinating interview with Dr. Nato, who provides insight into tribalism and its effects on society. Renowned Nigerian football star and beach soccer legend Abu Aziz has announced the launch of his new podcast, The Abu Aziz Podcast. The show is centered around Nigerian football and delves into the unfiltered and authentic stories and truths about Nigerian football, including the national teams, leagues, and its stars. Great news for podcast enthusiasts in Africa as AfriPods, the continent's number one podcast hosting and monetizing platform, updates its landing page with new features. You can now easily produce and edit and grow your podcast audience all in one place. With AfriPods, creating a podcast is free and you can migrate your existing podcast to the platform. AfriPods also offers a wide selection of new African stories to explore. You can record your episode on your phone or in your favorite studio and use the creator tools to produce, distribute, and grow your audience. AfriPod's fully customizable web player allows content to be embedded on any website. The platform also offers distribution to top podcasting apps and directories worldwide. And there's powerful data and insights to track listenership across devices, regions, countries, and more for monetization and audience growth. Waiting you to wait for. Come on to AfriPods. Award-winning Kenyan podcast Mantalk.ke has made history as the first sub-Saharan African podcast to produce an entire season in the UK with support from Spotify Studios. Founded by Elimwenda and Oscar Kume, the podcast focuses on conversations about love, sex, relationships, masculinity, self-development, and entrepreneurship. Mantalk.ke has produced over 100 episodes available on various platforms, with its success inspiring upcoming and aspiring African podcasters. The hosts have interviewed international music artists, media personalities, and content creators. Neil Viglio, one of my favorite people, founder of Podnose Podcasting, is skeptical about the potential success of audio-only versions of podcasts on YouTube. He seems to believe that YouTube's interest in podcasts is mainly an attempt to grab a larger audience and that podcasters not already investing in marketing and audience growth may not see much benefit from using the platform. While it's true that podcasters should not rely solely on YouTube for audience growth, it's also possible that hosting audio-only versions of your podcast on the platform could help you reach a new audience that maybe you wouldn't be able to reach otherwise. Just saying. Why? Well, YouTube has a massive user base and is a popular destination for people looking for new content. So it could potentially be a valuable tool for you as a podcaster. Now, your success depends on a variety of factors, which include the quality of your content, your marketing efforts, and the preferences of YouTube's audience. Now, it will be interesting to see how this experiment develops over time and what the data shows in the future. Based on the numbers provided by James Cridland, it seems that the Pod News Daily podcast is performing well on podcast platforms with 70,427 downloads in April alone. Now, this number is significantly higher than the 653 views on YouTube, which suggests that the podcast is more popular as an audio-only medium. The fact that the podcast has just 492 starts on Spotify for podcasters may indicate that the podcast has a larger audience on other podcast platforms, or that the podcast's audience is not actively using Spotify as their preferred podcast platform. Interesting. Black adults in the United States are more likely to listen to podcasts on a weekly basis than Hispanic or white adults. Now, that's according to a recent survey conducted by the Pew Research Center. The study also found that black podcast listeners prefer topics such as personal growth, social justice, racism, health and wellness, and spirituality and religion. In contrast, white listeners tend to lean towards news and politics, comedy and entertainment, while Hispanic listeners prefer family and relationships. These findings could have significant implications for you as a podcast creator and for marketers looking to engage with black listeners, especially those in the US. The Disco Report highlights some interesting insights about podcast advertising, particularly regarding the attention paid to podcast ads by daily podcast listeners. The report suggests that podcast ads can be an effective way to engage highly sought-after consumer audiences with loyalty-driving brand messages. The finding also suggests that ad enjoyment is positively correlated with age, with younger adults being more likely to enjoy podcast ads. The report also highlights the demographics of podcast listeners, which can be useful for brands when targeting their ad campaigns. These listeners are likely to be younger, male, highly educated, and have a higher income. The report also provides insights into podcast discovery and how listeners trust their friends and family and social media the most to recommend new podcast content. Dubai Press Club is set to host the third edition of Dubai Podfest on May 16. The event aims to provide a platform for audio content creators and podcasters to discuss the future of podcasting in the Arab world. The event will bring together prominent podcasters, audio content creators, and industry leaders to share their knowledge, tools, and skills needed to create high-quality content. The global podcast industry has seen significant growth in the last few years, with the market currently worth billions of dollars. The international podcasting market is expected to exceed $66 billion by 2027. How much do you think the Nigerian market would have? Co-host CEO Fatima sent me an email last week, and in the email she has a message for you, and she says you should use storytelling to turn your show's analytics data into an engaging and insightful story. I hope you're taking notes. By asking the right questions about the data, including identifying correlations, deviations from typical performance, and actionable teachings, you can make your data more impactful. Also, use visual aids like bar graphs, pie charts, or tables to represent the information in a clear way. That's Canva. Don't just share statistics, but instead use storytelling to communicate the meaning and implications of the data for your podcast and brand. For the podcast listening habits survey I'm carrying out, of course, I'm going to take lessons from this, and hopefully, by International Podcast Day, we should have a comprehensive collated survey of podcast listening habits in Nigeria for 2023. Look forward to that. And if you've not taken part in the survey yet and you're a podcast fan in Nigeria and you're a podcast creator, you can still push the survey to your listening base. If you haven't filled it out yet, there's still some time to do that, and the link is in the show notes. In a recent post on the Reddit podcasting subreddit, users discussed the effectiveness of using podcasts as a marketing tool for businesses. Some shared their experiences of successfully using podcasts to promote their brands, while others provided helpful tips and insights for those looking to launch a podcast for their business. Among the pieces of advice shared was the importance of collaboration, giving high-value content to listeners, and having a detailed plan for the podcast. The post also included links to resources for starting and producing a podcast. I'll leave a link to the subreddit in the show notes for you. Go check it out. And if you haven't joined the community yet, I think it's a really great place for you to find out what's going on creatively and business-wise with other podcast creators. So if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platforms. I'll also leave a link if you want to support us, if you want to support me specifically, because this does take some time to put together. So there's a link there, and if you like what I'm doing, show some support so I can at least continue to buy data. And if you'd like to advertise within the podcast, if you want to place a brand in the show, then you can send me an email as well, tonydomedia@gmail.com. It's also going to be in the show notes, so I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know what your thoughts are on any of the new stories you've heard. If you're on Spotify, you can react via the Q&A. And I look forward to having conversations with you, getting feedback from you, and then turning that feedback into useful information for the next episode. And if you're a podcaster as well, especially of Nigerian descent or Nigerian origin, I'd love to share your story in the show. Thanks for listening. Let's do this again next week.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Again, hey yo, eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Words pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose the fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows Mr. Tony Yo come correct with the flow. Hey yo, what? As the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.